So I'm going to call to order this special meeting of the Canton Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Agency today, May 25th at 7 p.m. Regular members present are David Rosenfeld and Eric Henry. Regular members not present are Robert Baer, David Sinish, and William Pori. I will officially seat alternate member Jim Covino for Robert Baer. And as I understand it, that's three members is a quorum of the agency, so we have a quorum present. No one is present from the town land use office tonight at tonight's meeting, but we do have recording secretary Mick, last name?
Mark Beechuk.
Okay. I think we have it on the recording anyway. I won't try to spell it in my notes, but. So this special meeting was called for essentially one file 04-23-1238, 10 Depot Street, Assessor Map 38, Parcel 595-0010, Zone IH, demolition of buildings 21, 22, 23, and a shed as ordered by town, at Collinsville LLC owner, LADA PC Phil Doyle as applicant. This is continued from the May 11th, 2023 meeting. We formally received the application for this file at the last regular meeting, and the applicant and his team presented the project. We had a question and answer session with the team, and the attorney for the team requested a special meeting, and we agreed that that was a good idea. So this special meeting, we continued the application to allow for the public to request a hearing per Section 9.1B of the regulations. I was notified by Nathaniel Jarvie, Canton Assistant Town Planner, via email on May 24th, 2023, that no petition was filed. So Mr. Jarvie's email will be entered into the public record for this file. Before we rule on the file, I'll start with the applicant. Does the applicant have any new or additional information that they would like to present since the last meeting?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. My name is Peter Alter. I'm a lawyer. I practice law in Glastonbury. My partner, Robin Pearson, was here at your last meeting, and I'm standing in for her this evening. We think that we have provided you with all of the information that you need. We certainly appreciate the fact that you called a special meeting. As you know, this application was precipitated by orders from the fire marshal and the building official that these buildings needed to be addressed, and addressed in a pretty significant way without any delay. So we appreciate the fact that you recognize that, and we're willing to have a special meeting for that purpose. We have, I think, provided all of the information that has been requested. Phil Doyle is here this evening with me, and in that regard, I would ask Phil whether or not he wants to add anything to his comments from May 11th. Certainly, the activity, although it's in the upland review area, does not contemplate any impacts on the wetlands. And in fact is, at least from my view, the most controlled kind of demolition of buildings of this size and character that I've been associated with. So I'd ask Phil whether or not there's any other information you would like to add for the commission at this point.
Yeah, I think quickly. Good evening. We discussed this at May 11th. I'm Phil Doyle. I'm not sure everyone was here, but I think you've probably gotten yourself up to speed. Did you all get the electronic transmission from Town Hall of our follow-up memo?
Probably. We don't get paid for these days. We get an electronic record.
It's kind of funny. I went over to Town Hall and dropped off the memo that tried to cover all the topics that we talked about the other night. And Neil said, Oh, I'm training people not to be on paper. So I said, okay, I'll bring it.
Now I've done all of Neil's work.
So, and it's all great. It's great to be electronic, but I think it helps to have some paper sometimes. What we did in the after our last meeting, you were asking questions about the specific details of how the process works, because your concern was, would there be any potential of any contamination that might be coming from hazardous materials that would in any way find their way into the river, because the river is really the water course that is the most immediate nearby regulated item resource. And what we did, Lisa Tilney, who's on the phone, who has a contract with the demolition contractors, John Adams, who's here, John's our lead environmental engineer. John, Lisa, and I have been going through, along with Rand Stanley and Tim Thoreau, the building inspector and the fire marshal, documenting all of the steps that happened. You'll remember on the 11th, Tim was here, Tim Thoreau, the fire marshal, and he was indicating that it is a very highly regulated process. And so we've broken that down. And there's really two parts to the process. The first part of the process is the environmental remediation, and then after the environmental remediation is the full building demolition. And you have to go to do the environmental remediation. You have to have a specialist going through the building, identifying all of the material. I think you, Mr. Chair, had indicated that mastic that might hold windows in place might have asbestos. When you take a look at this, if you have time to take a look at this memo, that's already been done. A specialist has already gone through and identified building panels that are made with exterior panels that are made with some asbestos, and the window caulking as those materials. So the process would be, now that they're identified, after we take a demolition permit, the first contractor that will come in is a specialized contractor who's separately licensed by the state for the removal of hazardous material. They have to take all of those pieces off, and they do it all by hand. It's not friable, it's not in the air, it's solid material. But the windows all have to be taken out individually. Any wall panels have to be taken out individually, we've documented here, has to be put into a sealed container, and that container is moved off the site. Immediately around the building, the contractor places, this specialized contractor places a heavy-duty plastic mat, and if there's anything that falls, anything that breaks, all of that can be picked up and put into the dumpsters and removed. Eventually, all that is transported, once it leaves the site, to an EPA licensed landfill. Once that's cleared, and cleared, I guess as John has explained to me, they do a visual clearance, and then they have to do an air quality testing, and that's done by a separate contractor who comes in after the building inspector receives that documentation. Then the general building demolition can occur. And in both situations, whether it's the hazardous material removal or the general building material, we had been saying south to north at the last meeting, because it's easy to get confused up there, since you think of the Farmington River in this area running generally south, turning in Farmington and then going north. It's actually east to west. Because the building as it runs through, or building, the river as it runs through Collinsville is east to west, so we'd be starting on the east end, which is the downhill, and then moving to the uphill section. So we wanted to make sure it was completely documented. The other part of this, and I think probably the last point, one of the last points, I guess it is the last point, point 15, I think one of you two gentlemen, maybe it was the chair, that had asked what happens if we had a 100-year flood. Would that affect the site or not? We then went back to FEMA, because eventually when we go to bring in a full application to you and then a full application to P&Z, we've got to deal with all of the flood lines. And we submitted to electronically to you, and I have it here. But we located the FEMA line, on the flood line, on the plans, and FEMA gives us cross sections through the river in this area. They have a detailed study. So as it passes building 21, 22, and 23, the flood line is at elevation 278. The floor elevation of this building is at 281.5 to 282. So we're 3.5 to 4 feet above the flood. So if worst case situation, there's a flood, the flood will theoretically not impact the building during any phase of the demolition. And then consequently, if we have a rainstorm, because most of the time we don't have 100-year floods, that's why we've shown all the erosion control detailing. So if there's a common rainstorm, everything's able to be collected and could be removed mm-hmm. if anything was transported. So I think we've covered that. We're not within a floodplain, and we have all the backup with the erosion controls, the sediment filters in all of the nearby drains. There shouldn't be any danger at all of material leaving the site. So we've tried to pick up everything that happened. If there's any additional questions, John Adams can answer any questions on the environmental end. Lisa is here to ask it or to answer any questions that you might have of her as the developer, future developer of the property.
Okay.
And the other thing I would say is I talked to Tim Thoreau today. Tim was diagnosed with COVID yesterday, so he can't be here this evening. And his comment to me was, Phil, the buildings, one way or another, are coming down. You're proposing to do it after our order, his order. He's concerned about fire. Building inspector is concerned about safety. And so he said, you're going to be taking these buildings down one way or another. Do you please emphasize that if we do it through a permitted process, it's much more appropriate, much safer, and has much less danger of any type of disturbance or contamination than if something horrible happened. If it fell, if there was a fire, and that's his and Rand Stanley's concern. So we've tried to make a very comprehensive application. We know that you have concerns. We hope we've answered those, and we're certainly open to any questions you have. And I know Rand is pushing us hard to begin this process. So if you could find it, if you're comfortable, if you could make a decision mm-hmm. tonight, we'd certainly appreciate it.
Sure. Okay. No, I appreciate that, Mr. Doyle, and you know, all the additional work you guys have done to put this together, and the speed at which you've, you know, reacted to the town's request and moved everything along. We, you know, when it first came to us, we were just making sure that it did go through the permitting process, and it has, in my opinion. So, and yeah, the fire marshal, he made it clear at the last meeting what his intentions were. And that's fine. We're not looking to bog down the process. We were just making sure that the right questions got asked, and you guys have had all the answers, so we appreciate it. It's very complete, given the time frame that you had to get everything together, so.
Yeah, I think Rand thinks we haven't been fast enough.
Well, I guess if it's, it's been there for a while. I mean, it was an emergency in the town's eyes, but, it was similar type of emergency probably 12 months ago, and, we just wanted to make sure that it went through the process, regardless of when, quote-unquote, it became an emergency to the town.
I completely understand and agree, and some of the questions you asked, in the detail that we've ultimately all kind of discovered together, I think your questions were very helpful. So the I think we're in a good place right now.
Good. I appreciate it. Is the applicant have anything? Are you guys resting?
No,
I don't. Just for questions.
I think we've given you everything we have.
Okay, good. I just wanted to give you a chance to be heard if you had anything else.
I would only emphasize the point that Phil just made, and that is that this is a permitted process and very tightly controlled. The last thing anybody wants is to see emergency forces going over there because there's an emergency.
Yeah, right.
Avoid that, because that would be a catastrophe, not only for the site, but potentially for the road.
And as you can imagine, that's the most cherished resource in this town. All water courses are equal, right, in the eyes of the agency, but there's a lot of public interest in that one. So, members of the agency, any additional questions for the applicant? Okay. Comments?
Pretty well detailed. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Okay. Chairman, we were made aware that staff had drafted a wetlands motion for approval that they shared with us. They share it with you.
Possibly, but I get everything electronically, and I have to be honest. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't review.
I'm glad I brought this along.
Everything they send me electronically, I'm a few weeks behind.
We'd ask you not to report the use of paper. Yeah.
What paper?
I think I got a copy of this maybe Wednesday or Thursday. It's dated today, but I think just before he left, Nathaniel sent this over and had drafted a motion, because he was concerned that since he was not going to be here and there was no town staff, if you were going to make a motion, everybody might be a little bit up in the air. So they put this together.
Yes.
The only correction that we have is he refers to a date of April 11th on the second page, which I think is really May 11th. Not in the first paragraph.
Okay. Agreed. We can let the record show that the wetlands approval drafted by the town agency, the town land use office, on page 2, first paragraph, April 11th should be corrected to, I'm sorry, April 11th should be corrected to May 11th.
Thank you.
I hadn't seen this. This is fine, but we're going to run it like a regular meeting, and we'll have a vote on it between the members. We have a quorum, so I appreciate the town land use office being thorough with the filing. So I'm going to make a motion to approve file 04-23-1238, 10 Depot Street, Assessor Map 38, Parcel 595-0010, Zone IH, demolition of buildings 21, 22, 23, and a shed as ordered by town, at Collinsville LLC owner, LADA PC Phil Doyle applicant. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a second from Mr. Rosenfeld. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You pass.
Thank you very much.
I think the way we've done it in the past is we've asked the applicant if they want a 2-year approval or a 5-year approval, but I just went through and read the regulation myself this morning, and it looks like you have at least 2 years to do it, and if you go more than five, you have to come back to us and get a renewal of the application.
We have to have undertaken the activities by 2 years and finished by five unless we come back to you for an extension.
Correct.
I don't think this is...
Yeah, I don't think it's going to make it that... May not make it 1 year.
I think condition number five says, this is the draft from the town staff, all
okay.
activities authorized by this permit do not commence within 2 years of May 25th, 2023. Approval for said activities shall cease.
Okay.
Specifically extended, so... And then his comment number six, condition number six, if you approve this, says this permit approval shall expire on May 25th, 2028. So I think
that's the 5 year.
Town staff has picked everything up. They've given
agreed.
What you've considered, they've given reasons for consideration. They've given on page three, they've given you that various conditions, which I think are many of the standard conditions that go with inland wetland permits. And then if you had any other conditions
yep.
you wanted to add, you could add those in at the end.
I looked through your letter, and I think you addressed the conditions we were going to have. So you guys are good. Thank you.
Super.
I appreciate you guys moving along so quickly as well.
We appreciate you having this special meeting. We wouldn't have been able to do it unless you...
No, I yeah, understood. So it was a scramble to get three people here, but we did it. So
good.
I'm going to make a motion to adjourn this special meeting of the Inland Wetlands and Water Course. You see, I have a second from Mr. Covino. All in favor? Aye. I think it's unanimous. We have a closure. And I'm going to stop recording.